Good morning. Happy Friday edition. What's on your mind? A normal or nuts Friday? Good morning. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennon, powered by SchwannCadillac.com. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Hopefully my voice will hold up today. Scott, normal or nuts, what is on your mind today?
Oh, well, I'm looking forward to chatting with our vast audience here from the studios of KFIRE 550 in Bismarck and AM 1100 The Flag at Fargo and KCJB in Minot and KLTC in Dickinson and KTGO in Tioga. And they can tell us what's on their mind today, tell us what they think is normal, what they think is nuts. Always fun to do that on Friday. I have to say, I think maybe it is a fair question to ask whether Valley City police are nuts for arresting a guy for defending himself against pit bulls. Have you heard about this story?
Mm-hmm.
I'll just quickly share the details of this particular evening. It's actually coming to light now because this man is suing the Valley City Police Department in small claims court for $25,000 trying to get his guns back and claiming that he has a right to defend himself. Happened last month, but my understanding is he was at home, and he and his girlfriend were out in the yard enjoying a fire. These pit bulls wander in and start barking a bit. I'm going to quote now from the Valley City Times record. He says, "My dog started barking a little bit, telling him to go away. The couple was able to shoo them away," he said. "Then our neighbor comes over, and those pit bulls just attacked our dog," the neighbor says. So this fella, Nathan Preston, goes in and gets his handguns. When the dogs return, after Preston had been asleep for a while, he heard his girlfriend shouting and hitting a stick around. The dogs left again. Thinking they were safe, he went to his boat and got a sleeping bag. When he saw the dogs again, ears up and tails up, they were barking and growling. He jumped into the boat with the dogs right on his heels. I looked around for help, couldn't see anybody to help. He said, then looked around for a phone. Finding none, he called out to his girlfriend, "Gun, gun, gun." She replied she couldn't because she had the couple's dogs. Once again, the dogs retreated. So he decided it'd be a good time to get everyone, the couple and their dogs, and drive to the police station. He said, quote, "I went back, I grabbed a gun from my girlfriend, and all of a sudden I heard her holler, 'Get away!' I turned around, and the pit bulls was pistol distance away. I chose to fire because they were showing teeth, growled, barked, and everything else. That was a sign for me. It was either me and my girlfriend or the dogs. I chose to fire at them at that time. Fired several times, believed four times, and the police report said 5 to 7. Hit one of the dogs in the leg, still unknown whether he hit the other dog. Immediately after firing, he said he called 911. When the police arrived, Preston gave him gave them his weapon, as well as his girlfriend's gun, a .45 caliber, which was in her sleeping bag. Police searched the scene for shell casings, confiscated both weapons. By the way, he holds a concealed carry permit. And has invoked his Fifth Amendment right to remain silent, refused to allow police to search his home because that's what he was told to do by his firearm instructor if he ever was involved in a shooting. Said, "I admitted my guilt in the shooting of the dogs, but I was justified in doing so, but it was our lives or theirs." His lawsuit is for forfeiture of firearms under a state statute addressing the forfeiture of firearms used in a crime. In this case, discharging a weapon within the city limits, a misdemeanor. Says the purpose of the lawsuit is to get his weapons back. So, I'm thinking...
Where's the crime?
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking this guy...
I don't care if it's a dog. I don't care if it's an intruder breaking your house. If you're feeling threatened, you have the right to defend yourself.
I completely agree. So that's my normal or nuts submission for today, and I think
spot
in this case...
Spot on normal.
Valley City Police might be the nuts ones here. And by the way, I see that Dwight Kiefer, the legislator from out there, agrees, according to a quote in Rob Port's blog, to Say Anything blog. So we'll talk about that. Welcome your opinion on who's right and who's wrong here at 800-228-0550. What story are you following today, Steve?
Well, actually, I got a couple of them. One of the stories I've been following is the white supremacists that are down in Leith. This is a story that won't go away, and I keep getting more information and more information and more information on this. Is this something we want in North Dakota? A group of white supremacists have come in and started purchasing up property around the town of Leith, which isn't too far from Bismarck, Mandan, just down to the southwest. Good pheasant country down there. I've done a lot of hunting in that area. I keep hearing stories about connections to California white supremacists, and it's a land grab, and they want to have a big camp. Is that the way you want North Dakota portrayed?
Well, that's nuts. And clearly this fellow's got some real issues here. He's also wanted in Canada, and some charges there for some related activity. You know what I think is most nuts about that story? Has been some of the internet chatter suggesting, well, it's North Dakota, what do you expect? It's all white people, it's a bunch of races. That's what ticked me off more than anything.
We're conservative here in a good way. That is extremist in a bad way.
Yeah, neo-Nazis are the nuts ones here, folks. This is and also the plan that's been unearthed. Now, he's not done anything wrong, so leave him alone until he does. Law enforcement officials say they're going to watch a little closer here, but want your take on this story. But I tell you what outrages me more than anything is the anti-North Dakota chatter. Well, it's conservative, so of course it's racist. Bunch of white people, so of course they're racist. Those are the ones that are nuts. Anyway, tell us what you think. Those are two stories. Welcome yours, 800-228-0550. Bruce and Leonard, North Dakota, you're first to go on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Bruce.
Hey, morning, fellas. Pardon me, my allergies are kicked up. I appreciate you reading more details on the white supremacy deal. It's got my blood boiling. I'm seriously getting to my boiling point. We have a Department of Homeland Security employee who's running a racist website against white people, and nobody says squat. We got feral youth, blacks, running around beating on old men, and that's okay, but somebody has a, don't get me wrong, everybody has a right to their stupid opinion, and be ignorant, that's fine, but to deny somebody to buy something because they have a ridiculous opinion, the selective outrage is what irritates the heck out of me. People want more and more, especially minorities, women, and homosexuals and stuff, want all these special rights. Well, they want to claim that they're being discriminated against. They're being discriminatory, and they're actually being counterproductive to their purpose because they're aggravating and creating more resentment than was never there. I have a black niece. I've never had a racist bone in my body, but I'm really getting sick and tired of this selective outrage and the freedom, or the, I don't even want to call it freedom, the ridiculousness of blacks being able to have just a rain on crime, and I'm supposed to just roll over and be okay with it. I have been at a point where if somebody wants to pop off of me, I'm just not in the mood to be told I'm a racist because I'm white. That will definitely get me to go over the edge.
Bruce, is it even a race issue? I look at it and I look at what's going on within portions of the black community. There's portions of the white community. There's portions of the Hispanic community. There's just a deterioration of moral values in this country. I think that's the bigger issue. I don't think it comes down to race. Race just seems to be symptoms of the problem.
Right. Yeah. I have to agree with you 100%. It's more of a vehicle to push an agenda, and it's not the racism. It's a vehicle for them to an excuse, I guess.
It's a tool. They're using it as a tool.
A tool to try to divide or try to get favoritism or whatever. I get so irritated when people do that, and then the media lives in this other little bubble of, oh my gosh, we can't say anything about them, but oh, we're going to point out these white supremacists. They're bad people. Their method of thinking of being old supremacists because of their race, it's kind of goofy. But so is the Black Panthers. either side of it's silly. We're all either human beings and Americans or we're not. I'm starting to get more and more resentful. And I notice that I catch myself sometimes out in public when I see these people expecting favoritism or favorite treatment in public or at an establishment or whatever because they're skin color or because of their heritage or because they're homosexual. Get off of it. Grow up. Why can't people just get some sense in their head?
Nobody should get special treatment. You earn it. You earn your place.
Exactly.
I appreciate the call, Bruce, and you mentioned a story that folks may or may not have heard about that deserves a little bit of attention. We talked yesterday about that outrageous story in Oklahoma City of a thrill kill. This one's out of Washington State, a World War II veteran. The guy's name is Delbert Belton, survived being wounded in action during the Battle of Okinawa, 88 years old, died after being beaten by teens outside a lodge in Spokane, Washington, this week. And the two suspects are African-Americans between 16 and 19 years old. And so that was the one. I don't know if folks had heard that story, but that was one of the ones that he had mentioned in addition to the Department of Homeland Security employee on the website. 800-228-0550. Who's normal or nuts in this Valley City cop story? Let's talk about that more as we continue on What's On Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's On Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture, and that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Hotel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347 or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannon. We're brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. And by the way, I don't lose sleep over stories like some folks from the fringe down there in Lake North Dakota trying to say, you know, this is what North Dakota's about, or even some folks that want to jump on some stereotypes there because. You know, if we did a search engine, what is North Dakota most known for now, you'd probably go to every corner of the United States and folks would be talking about just that, about an oil boom, not about folks from the fringe at Lake North Dakota. I am sort of surprised that some of our listeners on Facebook suggest, just leave them alone. Here's one example of somebody just saying, hey, It's still a relatively free country. Let them do what they want. Is it against the law to be a racist? No. If the man and his group are racist, at least we know where they stand. Would you rather they lie and claim to accept people of all color? I wouldn't. If the Black Panthers want to buy a few blocks in Fargo, I couldn't care less. But I'm glad to know what they think of us white folks. All right. So and that's sort of the sentiment from a lot of folks saying, eh, who cares? Big deal. Now, again, obviously his record in Canada is one thing, what he's saying. I mean, again, this guy is saying, according to a number of different forums, he's out there saying, here's the deal. You come and buy land, we'll take over the city. You fly Nazi flags 24 hours a day. You're required to fly a racialist banner. I don't know what a racialist banner is, but I'm sure it's not good. Right? And you're also required to try and import more responsible, radical, hardcore white nationalists and become a legal resident of the state so you can vote in local elections. Also wanted to rename Lathis Cobbsville. This guy's nuts.
Well, did you read further? The little warning about liberal media and liberal, hey, if you commit a crime, you might get arrested in our city because we're going to make up our own laws. And to me, that's just that's scary in this country.
But some are saying just leave the guy alone. So, you know, what do you think here? All right, you might think he's nuts, but just leave him alone. Just let him do his own thing and, you know, forget about it. And to quote, the listener, still a relatively free country, let them do what they want. Is it against the law to be racist? No. Abe's out there in western North Dakota wants to weigh in on this at 800-228-0550. Hello, Abe. Go ahead. Is it Abe or Gabe?
Dave.
Oh, Dave. Hey, Dave, go ahead, sir.
Yes, one thing to keep in mind is that the white supremacists are politically related to the Democrat Party.
How so?
Basically, the philosophies are pretty much in line. You have to admit the Democrat Party is a racist party. They just play games with the term.
Well, what do you mean, though? I mean, look, I don't think you can say the Democratic Party, as we know it, has the views of Craig Paul Cobb, who's talking about, hateful things and flying Nazi flags and everything else. I mean, you got a bit of a stretch going here, Dave.
I don't think so. Of course, they're not going to fly the Nazi flag, but when you figure that, when you get right down to it, the white supremacists are related to the Nazi Party, which was a socialist party, and the Democrat Party is not a socialist party. That's where the connection comes up.
So let me give you a little wordsmithing tip here. You're suggesting that their economic views are the same, not their views on race.
Yeah, that would be one way to put it.
Right.
But then again, ouch, darn cat.
Is your cat attacking you, Dave? Do we need to call the authorities?
No. I handle them on my own, and I don't need a gun to do it.
Yeah, don't defend yourself. You might get arrested for that.
I'd happily intervene. Dave, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. By the way, Steve, you may think I'm nuts, but I actually watched an hour of TV last night, which I rarely do, and guess what channel it was?
If you say MSNBC, I'm going to say you have gone off the deep end.
It was not, or I would agree with you, actually. It was CNN. Anderson Cooper interviewed that woman who talked that mentally deranged shooter off a ledge, literally, from having, he had AK-47 and a bunch of weapons and all kinds of ammo in
the
school
bookkeeper.
This week.
Yeah, incredible. The bookkeeper in Atlanta.
Ah, she was amazing, and they reunited her with the 911 operator that had talked to her. It was really fascinating. Let's go to Joanne in Grand Forks. Joanne, you're next on What's on Your Mind?
I was listening to a program yesterday called Wall Builder. It's like Dave Barton and some other guys there on KHART radio, and not KHART, 8KHRT. And if you want to know about what's really going on with Homeland Security and how our Constitution is being, well, basically murdered. You can do research on there. You can go to wallbuilders.com and you'll learn a lot. Yesterday's program was about people who, well, the training of Homeland Security people and how they train, and it's scary.
I'm familiar with David Barton, and he has done some amazing work. Wall Builders is an interesting organization as well. So didn't hear what the particular program that you're talking about or the Homeland Security issue, but I've seen some things by David Barton that are very, very good. So hope folks get a chance to check that out. Thank you, Joanne. Appreciate the call.
What was that website again, Scott?
She said wallbuilders.com. I'll check it out.
Check that one out. Let's go to Joan in Bismarck. What's on your mind today, Joan?
Good morning.
Good morning.
My blood pressure is like about almost over the top. I just heard on the news that we are going to have an exclusion to Obamacare, and that's the Native Americans. And I love the Native Americans. I'm not a discriminatory person. I have a Native American grandchild. But I'm going to tell you what, it's time for our country to start walking toward being inclusive instead of exclusive. When my kids went to walk through school, they took the Native American kids out for lunch because they needed to make them feel better about themselves. And now we're excluding them from Obamacare? Are you kidding me?
Well, it's just another on the long list of exclusions for Obamacare.
Absolutely.
Why are there exclusions? Because it doesn't work.
I agree. And I just want to tell you something. I want to encourage all your listeners, instead of being on Facebook today, take a few minutes and start emailing your senators and congressmen, because if they don't hear from us, they won't change it. Call Heidi. Call Heidi and tell her we're tired of it being exclusive. If it's not good enough for everyone, including our senators and our president, starting from the top down to the Native Americans, I, who am self-employed and paying $1,500 a month insurance, I don't want there to be exclusions. It better be for all or for none.
Good advice, Joan. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. See if others agree with you. 800-228-0550. Back to your calls. By the way, it is wallbuilders.com. Wallbuilders.com. Do some great work presenting America's forgotten history and heroes. Moral, religious, and constitutional heritage issues. You'll like it. Back with more after this timeout.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
There's a good feeling across the state of North Dakota, and oil is one of the reasons. Our oil reserves make us more secure by reducing our nation's dependence on foreign oil. Oil is creating opportunities and careers for our citizens. Oil taxes are building new roads. We're making progress on housing. And the industry is spending billions more on natural gas plants and pipelines. North Dakota Oil, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council.
Get set for a vacation of a lifetime with River Pilot Tours. They have a motorcycle tour for you. Fly to Rapid City, South Dakota, Billings, Montana, or Denver, Colorado. Select a Harley or an off-road dual sport of your choice and ride for 4 days. Hotel accommodations included for all 4 days. They'll even recommend an itinerary to ensure you have a great time. All for only $1,500. Call River Pilot 307-222-6347. 307-222-6347. Or visit riverspilot.com. That's riverspilot.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment, Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bakken along with Scott Hennon, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Also, whatsonyourmindradio.com will take you to our Facebook page or our Twitter account, and you can chime in there. We'd like to know what's on your mind today. Weather-wise, it got a little rain in the Bismarck-Mandan area. That was awfully nice. It'd been dry for a while. Around the state, 67 degrees in Bismarck-Mandan this hour. Williston, 70. In Dickinson, 71. Minot, 69. Jamestown, 67. Devil's Lake, 67. Grand Forks, 65 this hour. Fargo, 68. Billings, Montana, 71. Miles City, 72. Down to Rapid City, there at 70. Pierce, 68. Aberdeen, 68. And Lemon, 70 this hour. A couple topics we're talking about this morning. North Dakota man arrested for using a gun to defend himself against pit bulls. He's now suing the city of Valley City, trying to get his guns back. Was he justified? Normal or nuts? What's your opinion on that? Also, the tiny North Dakota town of Leith stunned to learn the white supremacists plan to take it over. They had a lot of property there. Is it normal or nuts that North Dakotans think the state's or people think North Dakota's racist because of what's going on in a small community like that? Your questions, your comments, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. We'd like to know what's on your mind. Carl out in the Bakken, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning. I'm a truck driver up here in the Bakken. I'm a Nazi. I'm a white supremacist. I'm a Holocaust denier. I mean, you get the idea. I'm not for violence against other races, unlike these a lot of the idiots out there. But what I am for is us being able to put a compound out in the middle of nowhere, out in a state where we're not going to bother anybody. Now, we have, in every group we have, every large group, we have infiltrators that are government officials, that we have feds, usually, and they are in there to make sure we don't do anything wrong. We don't step out of line. It's a preconceived notion that a bunch of Nazis out in the middle of nowhere, all of a sudden all your minorities are going to start disappearing in a 10-20 mile radius, and there are going to be mounds of soil out on our compound that people are suspicious of. That's not going to happen. We're just minding our own business. We're celebrating the Fuhrer and our allegiance to him, and that's it. And we're law-abiding people because we are under the microscope. Everybody knows who we are when we fly our flag. I fly my flags at home, and we're not trying to cause any trouble. We're good neighbors. If we police ourselves, I'll tell you who the troublemakers are, the skinheads. And we don't like skinheads. They're scumbags. They're people that put on black boots, cut off white beater T-shirts, and walk around giving a Sig Heil salute. And they're not allowed in our organization.
Are you familiar with this Craig Paul cop down in Leith?
I am. I'm not very familiar with him, but I'm somewhat familiar. I'm from the West Coast. So I'm not, I don't know him personally. He's a decent individual. I mean, as far as I know, I saw a special on TV about him, and he's kind of nuts. He's I mean, I saw him on there, and I don't think he represents our people very well. But because he's a moron.
I think with all due respect, Carl, someone that calls in and says, hey, I'm a Nazi and I fly the flag, people are going to think you're nuts, you understand? And I guess I'd count myself among them.
Okay, but you don't know me. There are a lot of people that think that same thing on the other coast, and employers and so forth. I don't hide it. I'm very proud of it. And after they get to know me, their opinion has changed. Now, let me give you a parallel. It's just like a bunch of white folks back in the 60s, and a black family moves into a white neighborhood, and they have all these preconceived notions about black race. And they think, oh, my God, our property values are going to go down. They're going to start stealing everything in sight. And they've got all these preconceived notions, okay? But it doesn't happen, okay? And after the white folks, the neighbors, get to know this black family, if they give them a chance, then the black family ends up winning them over. I hate to use a stereotypical show, but, you know, Archie Bunker and, he had a black family. The Jeffersons moved next door, and he had all kinds of preconceived notions about them. But he ended up becoming friends with them, all right? And that's how it is with us true Nazis, the ones that follow Hitler completely. I mean, we're not into lynching. I don't like the KKK. They claim to be our brothers. They're not. We don't go for that.
Hey, Carl, is there a disconnect? I've got a hard time, and help me with this, putting my head around when we went to war in World War II to defend the world against somebody that you're following from a political standpoint. Explain to that real quickly for me.
Okay.
Yeah, or I would just piggyback on Steve's question. Imagine the pain of folks that had family members that were Holocaust victims the terror that man reigned. That's why, with all due respect, I think you're nuts, and a lot of other people are going to agree based on that whole.
And first of all, you don't have to say with all due respect. I don't take offense at anything you say. I've heard far worse. I mean, so just come out with it. Second of all, there are a lot of Japanese that live in this country, and there are veterans of that war that resent the Japanese, okay, for what they did, okay, Emperor Tito and the rest of them. All right, so. I mean, a lot of people don't understand about Hitler. They don't know what he was trying to do. He wasn't trying to take over the world, for crying out loud. He was trying to, initially World War II started when he invaded Poland, okay? And he invaded Poland because there were German farmers that had been there. You just look up the Danzig Corridor and research it a little bit. There were thousands of farmers that had lived there for generations, and they were being systematically slaughtered, okay, by these ruffians. And the Germans sent word to their family members saying, we need help down here. And their family members put pressure on Hitler to rescue the farmers. Just not unlike what happened in Africa just a few years ago. White farmers had been there for eons. And then a black dictator took over, that region, and said, we want to take these farms over. We're going to kill all the white folk, and we're going to take these farms over. Okay, well, that's what these guys were doing with these Germans. And so Hitler had to go down into Poland because the Polish president would not intervene. He refused to help Hitler's people.
Yeah. I mean, we have a different version of history here, but obviously you've not raised the very history proven point of the Nazi death camps and everything else in response to what you. Long story, but Carl, you've given your point. We'll leave it to the audience to decide whether you're normal or nuts. And thanks for calling today. Appreciate it. Let's see. Other calls waiting to weigh in. And by the way, I need to tell you, this segment brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. The oil industry is creating thousands of good jobs and careers in North Dakota, helping to solve the challenges of our state's growth. To learn more, go to NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Gene and Mandan, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Gene.
Okay, on that lady that called in before this last gentleman, she's exactly right. The exclusion on the American, on the African or Native Americans on this Obamacare, I don't believe that's right. And and then the rodeo clown, that what happened in Omaha, if that isn't a double standard, what is? Another thing is the young Australian that got killed. Where is our popular president on this one? And you can say, I mean, why did this happen? Well, it's racism. And because this kid actually said, I hate white people. why is everybody so afraid on all this double standard stuff? I mean, they're afraid to say anything. And Obama makes everything worse, and it's because of his race. And you know what they're doing? They're causing racism and hatred by doing this stuff. I'm upset to no end.
It sounds like it, Gene. You said Obama's race is the problem? What do you mean there?
Well, I mean, because they're afraid to challenge him on anything his race.
You're saying if anyone looks to be challenging him, they're fearful of being labeled racist.
Right. That's what it is. It's terrible. And what it's causing is racism and hatred. How do you think the rest of us feel when we see this stuff all the time?
It's a one-way street with the media concerned, is what you're saying.
It's a one-way street, exactly. And people are going to get fed up with it, and there's going to be trouble if something don't happen with this stuff. I mean, we should all be equal about stuff, do our darndest to be. Jumping in this young Australian that got killed, where is he at now, the president? In the Zimmerman case, he had his nose right into it. How come he isn't saying something now?
I have to tell you, though, I think Barack Obama just did get a dose of common sense. I've never heard anything more normal out of his mouth, but yesterday he was talking about student loan debt.
Yep.
And I actually have a clip of this that we're going to play at some point, but he basically said, you know, at some point the government's going to run out of money.
And that is another problem. I mean, that is terrible. How much debt can this country take? You know, I mean, how much can they build up? I mean, and all the money that's getting sent somewhere else. And he doesn't always get Congress's approval on it.
I think
he's the worst president we ever had.
With what's going on in this country, Gina, I think it's time that we start taking care of ourselves instead of worrying about other entities that we really have no control over other than trying to buy loyalty from. And I think that's a big problem with, this administration, but a lot of administrations.
But mark this day, I'm agreeing with something he said, and I think it's more than normal, so I don't know if I'm nuts, but I'm telling you, him saying the government will run out of money at some point, you know, maybe he's having a wake-up call. Let's hope so, because that's the most sane thing I've heard him saying I don't know how long. Gene, appreciate the call.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Before we go to Brian, were you going to say something, Scott?
No, I was just going to say let's go to Brian.
Oh, okay. Brian and Williston, what's in your mind today?
While in their socials, and it was underneath their medical social system for a while. And the hidden thing there is that it's all built as a triage system, that the people who need the treatment first get up in line first and get the treatment first. However, what I found out, for instance, I had a torn rotator cuff. I went in, 3 x-rays over 3 weeks, 3 different doctors from 3 different countries who couldn't speak English, let alone Canadian, and all 3 different ideas of what was wrong. Finally, the third one said, maybe you need an MRI, and I'm like, after being 20 years in medical system myself, I said, yeah, man, that's a good idea. So they called the next day to set me up for an MRI, the next available.
Hey, Brian, sorry to do this to you, but we're up against the break here. Just hang on, we'll let you finish the story on the other side of the break, and continue this conversation. Don't go away. What's on your mind? Straight ahead, continuing on a Friday.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Scott Hillam with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible.
FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is the place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with Longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
See that stink? Here's my dad's product.
That's right, Adriana. StopSmellNow.com can get the stink or odor out of anybody's life permanently guaranteed. We offer a 100% odor-free guarantee. If we can't get the stink out or the smell out, we'll give you a 100% money-back guarantee. But now, this is a special alert to all the farmers out there. We've had a lot of phone calls lately about mouse smell in your cabs of your combines, tractors, and trucks, even some cars. What we're offering this week is our super treatment to all the farmers. If you take advantage of our super treatment to decontaminate your tractors, combines, cars, trucks this week, we're going to offer $15 off and free shipping on our super treatment. Go to StopSmellNow.com or call us at 855-800-ODOR. Let us take the stink out of your life.
Is hurricane and wildfire season again? Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you helped eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Would you like to be able to disappear, to be invisible to the NSA and Obama's spying thugs? Fortunately, there are still a handful of people carrying the torch for freedom and privacy. My friend Chris Peterson is one of them, and he made a video at privacyradio.com that you need to see right now. He'll teach you how to communicate privately, take your identity off the grid, and even disappear forever. Go to privacyradio.com now to see for yourself. Hurry, though. It's just a matter of time before Obama's minions have him shut down and this information is lost forever. privacyradio.com.
This is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Hillen, powered by SchwanCadillac.com. Telephone number 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Open phone Friday, so we're talking about the story in Valley City with the gentleman who has been arrested because he was defending himself against two pit bulls. We're talking about Leith, North Dakota, and what's going on there. We've had someone call and say, hey, you know, we're not so crazy, us Nazis. Woofta. So it's just whatever's on your mind. A lot of folks concerned about Obamacare and this new exemption on Native Americans. And Brian Williston, let's finish with you. We missed a part of your beginning, so maybe if you would just quickly recap your comment for us, Brian.
Okay, the recap on this is socialized medicine, especially how the Canadian system is supposed to be based on a triage system. Those who need the help most get the help first. However, it's not really the way it works. In my particular case, had a torn rotator cuff, 3 different examinations. They finally said, let's get an MRI. And I said, great. They called me the next day. Said the next MRI availability is 10 months out. I said, why are you calling me? She goes, what do you mean? I go, look, this is going to be scar tissue in 6 months. You're going to give me an MRI to tell me I've got scar tissue? Well, about 4 days later, they found out that it was actually a workman's comp-related thing. I was literally moved to the front of the line. what's hidden here under this triage social medicine system is the fact that it's the government's paying out on the backside. If our government pays out on the backside, whether it be Native American, whether it be workman's comp or whatever else, you're going to be moving ahead. I moved ahead against ahead of my father-in-law who needed a hip replacement and the MRI. He'd been waiting 9 months himself. I moved right ahead of him. The other thing regarding the what your other talks about, well, Dave, I was going to mention to him that the neo-Nazis weren't socialists. They were fascists. The gentleman driving down the road who is a neo-Nazi, my father fought all the way across northern Africa, helped liberate Sicily, Lanzio, Salerno, Mount Cassino, and due to his actions and all the actions of the other Americans who died and served us well, you have this right and liberty now to be driving down the road here in the United States. And you do have a right to put up a compound wherever you are, as long as you do act peacefully. You see that happening in Canada. They open their doors. Also, the immigration, they're huge on saying that they're very tolerant. Well, they get tolerant to a point where it becomes cowardice. They're losing their lifestyles. It's coming again back down to your point about culture. What's happening to us? Our culture is changing due to various influences through whatever race you want to, race or races you want to talk about. It's just a degradation of the culture. Now they're having to deal with a lot of honor killings and honor beatings and things like that.
Brian?
Yes.
Brian, some great points there, but we got full call because we got to get going to the top of the hour. So thanks for calling in and some great points. Thanks for bringing them up. Let's go to Jeremy in South Dakota. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, good morning. I'm hearing about all these people calling in, complaining about the Native Americans not getting in on, they're getting excluded from Obamacare. I am not Native American. I have, however, lived on the reservation for pretty much my entire life. And I don't know if people know this or not, but they don't really need it. The government has been paying for their health care and their dental care for years. They already get health care for free. They don't need Obamacare. That's all I got.
All right, Jeremy, thanks for the call. Love those South Dakota listeners. Brian Jamestown wants to talk about the situation in Valley City with the dog owner. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind?
Oh, not much. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Friday, we're fired up, having a good time.
Yeah, me too. Say, that issue with the dog out there, I work in a service industry, and I go out to several different farmsteads and stuff like that. And, you know, 95% of the dogs at these farmsteads are just sweethearts. You know, you feed them a piece of jerky and you're friends for life. But there is a couple of them that I would probably like to shoot. And when you make a person aware that their dog is violent towards other people, number one, if you're in a city, there's leash laws in every town in North Dakota. And if your dog is off a leash harassing somebody, that's negligent. If that dog were to bite that person, you know, two pit bulls could easily maul a full-grown man to death. You know, what's worse, your dog getting shot or you having to pay out your rear end for the rest of your life to pay for medical care costs? And, you know, the list goes on and on. It's just negligence. You know, these people ought to keep their dogs locked up if they don't want them shot.
You know, the biggest difference in there, though, is when you're going out to somebody's farmstead, you're going out to somebody's property. Whereas these are dogs that were running free, whether or not they escaped from somebody's yard or somebody was negligent in just letting them out, and they were going after somebody else on somebody else's property, or, you know, to me there's a difference. I'm going to cut a lot of slack to some dog. If I'm walking up to a farmhouse to ask permission to do a little pheasant hunting or see if there's some land that is available, and there's a dog that's barking, I'm not going to be mad at that dog. That dog's defending its property. You know that.
But I agree with you. This is different. I mean, the TikTok on this is the dogs come once, they leave, they come back, they leave, they come back. I mean, it seemed to me from the version of the events that's been presented by the fellow and his girlfriend here that they were certainly within their rights of doing this. In fact, they were trying to avoid doing it. They were going to get in the car and, you know, and go in and alert police this was going on, and then one last time came after him. So I'm with you, Brian. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. another hour of What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Tim Purdon, the U.S. Attorney in North Dakota, on drug crimes in the patch and more coming up, plus more of your call.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Soybean cyst nematode, or SCN, is a tiny pest that is spreading across North Dakota farm fields, knocking off soybean yields and causing major crop damage. Infestations can simmer beneath the surface for years before symptoms show. The North Dakota Soybean Council and the NDSU Extension Service invite you to attend one of three field days this month that will focus on how to test for and manage SCN. On August 27th, we will be in Lemoore County, 1/4 mile north and 1 mile west of Verona, next to Pilgrim's Rest Cemetery. On August 28th, we will be in Richland County, 1/2 mile east of Highway 127 on County Road 11, east of Fairmont. On August 29th, we will be in Cass County, halfway between Arthur and Hunter, 2 miles west of Highway 18 on County Road 26. All field days start at 9:30 a.m. with lunch to follow.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it, because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.